views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. So I've been traveling around the globe sharing life-transforming information, and I've met some very cool people that are visionaries and speakers and authors, magicians, energy movers, and I have been using this radio show as a vehicle to show people how easy it is to like shift out of limiting beliefs and to move into a better place really quickly. And so if we love to hear from you, if you would like to call in 1-800-930-2819. And my guest today is one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Leroy Malouf, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and via Skype for individual sessions, and he teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar to enable clients to experience a deeper ease of living by reacting less to themselves, others, and external forces. And Leroy also is the founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process and author of Knowing and Living Your Purpose. Leroy, are you there?
I am, and thank you for taking a breath with all that. That's great.
Well, I know what it's like. You and I always say that we're going to talk about something, and then we never get around to finishing because people call in.
Yep.
So I'm going to give you the floor, Leroy. What would you like to share with people today?
Well, I want to talk about suffering today.
Yay! You know all about that in the snow there, right?
Yes, right. we're pulling for spring, definitely. I was thinking of it for the show because I keep finding when people say I'm lower energy or I feel drained, there are several things I'm finding that they get that they drain themselves with, and suffering is one of them, and it's a misunderstood feeling. Because in some ways we think like suffering is positive. You know, when we think of, well, like spiritual masters who suffer to help others. But you see, what I find with people when they get into suffering, often they're suffering because they're suffering. In other words, they're struggling. They feel drained. They feel less energy. And they suffer because of that. But then also, quite frequently, people are suffering when they see other people suffering, when they see animals suffering, and, you know, like animals being mistreated, or women or children being mistreated or starving. And the challenge here is that whenever we're suffering, our energy is going weak. So you don't want a person help you who feels like they need to suffer to help you because they're coming from a weak place. And you'd want to be trying to help others from that place either because you're coming from a weak place. And what I've found is important to do is get a person, well, and further, sometimes people feel like, as I mentioned, that they're coming from a place of feeling like if they do suffer, it'll help others. Well, it doesn't, because it's coming from weakness. So how do you get rid of suffering? Well, one of the main reasons I find is to help people to get neutral to suffering. Now, as we've said before, and as you know, everything in our lives that bothers us, our energy goes weak to. And so if a person is suffering, their energy is going weak. And to get them to neutral, you have to go to the worst thing that bothers them about it. And about the worst thing I've found for people, which we want to actually clear this for everybody on the show, I've found about the worst version is I'm getting a message that Colette is not hearing anything. Brian, are you there and can you hear me? Well, I'm going to continue as though everybody can hear me. The worst scenario I've found is that, and it also is part of the warnings we're hearing about us human beings and the earth, is that we human beings destroy everything, every living thing on the earth in agonizing and painful ways. Now, it's very rare you find anyone's neutral to that. So what we have to do is clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of belief and experience and upset and reaction and horror and everything that comes up for people when they either see suffering or are feeling suffering. We have to get people neutral to that.
And Leroy, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. And before we continue, Leroy, can you just share your contact information with everyone so that they know how to get in touch with you?
Yes, it's Leroy at EWB as in boy, P as in Paul, .com. EWBP.com is also my website. And my phone number is 508-375-6452.
Awesome. And I just wanted to remind any listeners listening in, if you would like to call in and have Leroy and I shift some energy for you, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. Leroy, continue on here.
Okay. So before the break, I was explaining that the most difficult thing we human beings have trouble getting neutral to is the thought that we human beings destroy every living thing on the planet. And the crazy thing about that is that we're getting all kind of warnings that this is what's happening. You know, whether you're talking about climate change or carbon emissions or not doing things that are environmentally friendly or polluting the environment, all of that basically is saying we're leading toward extinction. So we need to, again, get everybody on the call neutral to us human beings. Now, when I'm saying this, I'm asking everybody on the call, just focus on a strong middle line right down the center of your body. That's where we want to be really strong every day. So, again, let's get everybody neutral to us human beings, destroying every living thing on the planet and agonizing in painful ways. Now, we need to get neutral to the best scenario as well, because we set up expectations, and when they're not met, we react. In any way we react, whether it's to the best or the worst, our energy is going weak, and we're getting in our own way of getting to our best expectations. So we're also going to get everybody on the call neutral to every living thing on the planet thriving, prospering. See, the many people on the call are not neutral to that either. So we're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion layers of belief, of warnings, of experience, of upset, of reaction, and get everybody neutral to every living thing, down to the smallest cell, every living thing prospering on this planet and continuing to prosper. Okay, that feels like we're getting some shifting there. What are you noticing, Colette?
Yeah, like this is something that I've, you know, in my private sessions, like in the last week, I've really noticed that a lot of people are feeling this nervousness, I would say. It's kind of like a nervousness about the planet, and kind of the word that's coming up right now is a despair that, you know, things will never get better, or that... you know, that there's just so much suffering that it's impossible to change it. And so we want to strengthen that, like all the shifting that you're doing here for everybody listening right now. And it's coming up like in, you know, like the external force is coming in. And so strengthen that for people, that, you know, everybody is able to handle their body, soul, and spirit being kind of even and being in a place where they're centered and stable and balanced at all times, you know, can get back to that place very quickly is what's coming up, like not getting rattled by what's happening in the world.
Well, there's people, by the way, who absolutely believe, you know, when they talk about the tipping point, various tipping points, and that within, and also the rise in the population that the planet won't be able to support, and the loss of drinking water. People are actually beginning to believe that that we are going to go to extinction in like 20, 25, 30, 35 years. So again, let's get everybody neutral to that, to us actually driving everything to extinction and not. And another way we can get at that is if we just kind of count how many of these collective warnings that everybody on the call has bought into. Let's see, that's about 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million. Okay, let's deprogram all the warnings that everybody on the call has bought into, and everybody who's thinking about the call, and everybody who is on the call who's thinking about somebody else. Let's just deprogram this for everybody. By that, I mean, it's just like hitting the delete key on your computer. We want to wipe it off everybody's hard drive.
And yes, then, because like what's important here, what's coming up as soon as you said that, is if one, you know, there isn't an original thought really in the universe. And so if there's like, if a lot of people on this planet are buying into this, then they're giving it energy. And it creates a hopelessness for everyday life is what's coming up. Like the daily routine in life, like why bother doing this or why bother doing that? When it's all going to end any time, you know what I mean? Like, why work hard? Why do this? Why do that?
Yeah, I just talked with someone who's a really sharp marketing salesperson, and they felt like they were going in circles. It's another way of feeling this, you know, am I just on a treadmill? Now, what we want to also do is to reprogram to everybody's 100% positive infinity and beyond. And a way of thinking about that, you know, sometimes when people think of what's their highest being, some people talk about true self, a higher self, essence, God self, whatever. And I often think of it as the unconditional love in our hearts. And so, because when you're feeling unconditional love and joy and acceptance, that, when I talk with people, is one of the places where when people can feel that again, that is most representative of who we really are, that we are this unconditional love and acceptance and joy and peace. And so that's what we want to reprogram. Whatever the person is interpreting or believes about the highest form of who each of us is, that's what we want to reprogram to. Now, let's take a few seconds again. Again, everybody who's listening, please focus on your midline. And let's also help people remember that feeling of unconditional love. And one way of doing that, for example, is to think of your pets. For example, a dog's tail wag and a cat's purr vibrate at a consciousness level higher than most human beings. And that's why people will say, oh, I just felt so comforted when my cat was in my lap, or my dog came up and I was petting my dog. And when you ask people, well, with your animal, what do you experience? They say fun, unconditional love, acceptance, support, loyalty. And that's the kind of feelings that are characteristic of unconditional love. Another way that people can connect with that is when they think of their first love, or when they think of their first baby or the babies that they have, or when people think of children playing. This again brings up those feelings of love, acceptance, support. And when we can connect with those and really feel the vibration of them in our hearts, that, again, helps us connect with who we really are.
Yeah, there we go. And that's the thing, is that one thing that a lot of people don't realize also is that everyday, day-to-day life, you know, the people that we meet and the pets that we have in our lives, there's sort of like a perfect order to that, you know, being able to be in this place where there's not a panic about it, and recognizing that, you know, as children, we don't worry about the things that we worry about as adults, obviously. But a lot of our worries do actually come from, you know, the collective influence out there and what we see on the news and what we're seeing out in, you know, out in the world. And so everybody wants to, you want to get into a place where you recognize that, you know, there's sort of a perfection and imperfection, you know, that we don't have to go to panic and press the panic button.
Right. Well, and again, the biggest paradox about us human beings is that we don't support what we say we want. We don't let go what we say we don't want because there's so much of in our lives that we're going weak to. So when we focus on that unconditional love, that helps us remember who we are and support what we say we want.
Absolutely. And that's the thing is that when we can clear it energetically for the collective influence and for people individually, as every person steps into their power, it changes the whole world view. And so that's a lot of times people I talk with, you know, they're in this place where they feel that, you know, that what can one person do? And it's amazing what one person can do.
Yeah, yes, it is. And we can also get a very specific clearing on this, again, for everybody on the call, which is let's take everything everybody on the call has ever heard about what they should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do, can or can't do. All that is basically misinformation, misled, misdirection, misinterpretation. So let's clear everything like that that everybody on the call has ever believed in. Let's just clear that away so it frees us up from the constraints of shoulds and shouldn'ts. Let's clear it away.
Yeah, yes. And just get everybody in a place where just letting it go with ease and effortlessness. See, that's the thing. Everybody's trying so hard, I'm getting. That's another weakness that's coming up right now. So trying and not, you know, and trying. Trying is another word for not doing.
Yeah,
well, that's actually
exactly.
Two words. Not doing, you know. But
yeah.
When people say that they're going to try to do something or they don't recognize that on some level, they're not 100% committed to a positive outcome or to moving the energy. And so it's kind of like people have a tendency to be in a place where they feel that they can't maybe do something and they want to do something, and that's coming up as a weakness also. So being able to do what you want to do for everybody out there and then getting what you want and then not wanting it. Have you ever had that happen to you, Leroy?
I'm trying to think of an example, but I can think of an example for another client.
Cool.
This client, husband, died at age 55, or she was 55, and he died suddenly, and they had an idyllic life. And he was in the diplomatic corps, and he was in the military, and they traveled around. They lived in Vienna. And she had all these things she was supposed to do to follow up, and she just couldn't do them. She just cried. And she cried for 5 years. And her doctor suggested she come to one of my demos and workshops, which she did. And in one of those workshops, she realized, oh, my gosh, I've been living my husband's life, not my life. Because and she completely turned around. And she even now is an angel messenger and is doing amazing things helping people. But as long as she was stuck in that living her husband's life, she couldn't move.
Cool. We will be right back. This is Paulette with Leroy Maloof, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be back to make some more shifts happen.
We've already said If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Leroy Maloof here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Leroy and I are happy to clear some energy for you. So, Leroy, we were just working on the collective influence and, you know, talking about how each person has an effect on what's going on, but, and also how everything that's happening out in the micro or in the macrocosmic world has an effect on people in their individual lives. So, you were talking about a client just before the break here that, was, you know, do you want to just finish that up?
Yes. As soon as the client realized she was living her husband's life instead of hers, then she completely came out of the kind of deep place of sadness and grief she was in, and then began to help others as well. That's what we call, by the way, a mistaken identity. And these mistaken identities also come from all the beliefs, the shoulds and shouldn'ts that we've bought into. And as long as we're living the mistaken identities, it keeps us from being most strong inside, being in line with our own true selves.
Cool. I mean, that's not cool, but it's cool that we can shift it, right?
Yes.
We do have a caller on the line right now. We have Julie from Ottawa. And so, you know, we'll take her call and see what we can shift for you, Julie. Are you there?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes. How are you this fine morning?
Oh, gosh. I think, well, I had my dog, Leroy, actually passed away. So, yeah, some shifts in and around that. He passed away at home. Well, I feel like a fair bit of guilt.
I'm sorry, Julia. Your signal is
cutting out a little.
Cutting out, and it's hard to understand. Can you say that again, please?
Can you hear me better now?
That's better. Can you hear her, Leroy?
It was still sounding like it was cutting in and out to me. Go ahead, Julie. Let's try it again.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Sorry about that. I have a pretty dodgy headset. Hello?
Yeah, what were you saying again, please?
Hey, Julie, you can go ahead now. I think the problem is all fixed here. We can hear you clearly now.
Okay. Hi, Leroy.
Hi there.
My Leroy passed away, so I'm, I just love to deal with some grief, sadness, or...
Okay, so, Julie. Go ahead.
What I was just going to say, could you hear her, Leroy?
What I heard...
Her dog passed, is what,
Yeah, and you're feeling a lot of grief and sadness. Julie, can you focus on what you were experiencing when your dog was alive? What were you feeling?
When he was alive?
Yeah.
I think he felt like the kind of glue between Mike and myself, my partner. When he was alive, I loved him a lot. He was my best buddy.
Fun? He was fun?
Yeah, he was a lot of fun. He's a hound dog.
Support?
Hello?
Support? Do you feel support from your dog?
Yes.
All right. So what I'd like for you to do is just to focus on these feelings of love, best buddy, fun, and support, and put a hand on your chest and just expand these feelings in your heart, because these feelings are like a big indicator of who you really are. So just expand these feelings in your heart and in your chest now.
There you go. I can feel that, Leroy.
Yeah. And Julie, what do you notice when you do that?
Oh, actually, I'm feeling almost like I want to cry.
Okay, yeah. Which is okay, because you're feeling that loss. So let's make it okay for you to feel loss and want to cry. It feels to me like you're trying not to do that. Is that correct?
I don't know if I'm not trying. But it comes in waves, and there are times I don't feel it, and so.
Well, what's coming up is for a lot of people, their family pets are family, and they actually feel like, you know, like some people, our pets are like, you know, like our children, or they seem, you know, like they seem that way. But for a lot of people in the world, they would not consider their pet in that way. And that's what's coming up, is kind of like the parts of other people that come through. I just also let my dog go on January 5th. And it's amazing the emotions that a person goes through, because what I recognized is that I actually I've had a dog for 30 years, or had one or more dogs for 30 years. So it wasn't just that I let this dog go, it was that I no longer have a dog in the house. Do you have another dog in the house?
No. No.
Yeah, see, and so there's not just the empty space of that dog and the love you have in your heart to that dog, but it's kind of, I'm picking up a weakness in your daily routine. So, like, you know, we don't realize it. Like, dogs are a lot of work. And when you don't have them to let out now and they don't need to go for the walk and they don't, you know, you don't have to go feed them, I'm getting, let's just strengthen you to all those times. And it's coming up kind of a weakness of, you know, sometimes when we have others to look after, what happens is we can get kind of resentful a little bit about it. And we'll be like, oh, I got to let the dog out, you know, or I got to do this. And then when they're not there, it kind of is those accumulations of those feelings of guilt coming up also. So let's just clear that for you and for anyone else out there that's, recently lost a pet or a loved one of in any way here. Just strengthen that for everybody like that. The process of grief is individual for each person, and so just strengthening you that whatever you're feeling in any given moment is exactly the perfect feeling for you to have. That's what I'm getting. And then strengthening your daily routine to having that empty space there where the dog used to be. Okay, so we just strengthen that. Leroy, what else are you getting for Julie?
Julie, I was picking up a little bit of over-worrying and over-guarding and over-protecting. Do you resonate with that?
Oh, definitely. I think there was a worry that maybe he was picking up on my stuff and maybe that's why he got sick. And there's a lot of, concern that...
Yeah. It feels
dogs
like a little...
do. Dogs are very loyal, and they will pick up on, you know, they're very loyal, and they quite often will pick up on our stuff. Cats are, you know, they only pick up our stuff if they feel like it. So just strengthen you to that, like, letting go. That's what I was picking up is your major weakness with the sadness is this guilt that you're feeling that in some way that you didn't do everything you could for this dog. So we just strengthen you to that. Leroy, any last words that you want to give Julie?
Julie, I'm also picking up some over-analyzing and over-internalizing as well. So let's just clear that away as well.
There we go.
Wonderful.
How are you feeling, Julie?
Oh, God. I feel like I feel there's a little bit of a relief.
Okay, so what we can do, if you want to hang on until after the break, we could have, Leroy and I could work through the break with you and then touch base with you when we come back. Would you like that?
Okay, sure. That would be wonderful.
Okay, so this is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth Is Funny and with Leroy Maluth today, and we are going to just take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we'll just shift Julie into neutrality here some more. We'll be right back to make some more shifts happen.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
On the blind side and down the back ways, the roots of service call. When you can't get what you need, you feel like taking a toss to it all.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have LeRoy Maloof with us here today. And we were just shifting Julie, who called from Ottawa, who just let go of her dog. And so LeRoy and I were working on some of your of the suffering issues that you had over the break. And I just wanted to check in with you, Julie. How are you feeling right now? Oops. I guess Julie, we'll see if she calls back in. We just seem to have lost the connection with her. So, with LeRoy, what you and I were picking up is like suffering that was not just about this dog. It was also about other deaths. And so do you want to just talk a little bit about that, like the accumulations of that, how it can affect people?
Well, again, when we start suffering over anything, our energy goes weak, and suffering related to other people that we've known, and sometimes it actually ends up suffering coming from past lives when we've lost others, or from ancestors. So when we clear the suffering, again, we want to deprogram it all, and then reprogram so that it doesn't affect the person. Another way of thinking about what happens when it's coming from the past, it's like there's these stuck negative thought forms. And in fact, let's check for Julie. It sounds like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those. Yeah, let's deprogram all those for Julie as well. And again, when you're on a call like this and you find that something like this applied to you, you just say to yourself, apply and focus on your midline, so that you get the clearing effect as well. So we're just going to clear all these negative thought forms for Julie now. And again, reprogram.
It's interesting because I always find on the radio shows, every radio show has a little bit different flavor. And on this one, it's just a lot of overwhelming grief coming through. Can you feel that? Like the grief of the planet, almost like the weeping, like there's so much snow and stuff. Oh, and Julie is back here. So Julie, we're just going to check in with you and see how you're doing.
Hi.
Are you there, Julie?
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me? It was a little intense for like a split second, and then I felt a lot of pressure kind of on my upper, like just around my upper chest, I guess. Like just, yeah.
So okay,
I still feel it.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in. And, you know, we'll just strengthen that, like, throughout the rest of the day that you're, you know, that as you let this go, that you let it go with ease and effortlessness and strengthen that. And it's really cool that you called in with this because this is kind of what I've been feeling a lot of people are on the planet are kind of feeling right now, kind of like they're, you know, as we said at the beginning of the call that, or at the beginning of the show, you know, that there's a lot of collective worry right now on the planet. And so, and grief and sadness and fear of death and all of that. So thank you so much for calling in. And Leroy, did you have any last words you would like to say to Julie?
No, but it does remind me of well, yes and no. It apply to everybody as well. Remember, we cleared all the shoulds and shouldn'ts and musts and mustn'ts and do's and don'ts. We also need to clear for all the warnings. Going back to what Colette was saying earlier, when enough people on the planet buy into a warning, we again start to manifest that. In other words, we manifest what we pay attention to. So we want to for everybody on the call again. How many warnings are we talking about that everybody's on the call and who they think of is bought into? It's about 1 billion. So we want to deprogram all these warnings. Again, just wipe them off everybody's hard drive in your own human computer and be free.
There you go, yeah.
And again, reprogram to this unconditional love and joy and wonder that is who we really are and who this planet really is.
Yeah. Julie, how are you feeling? Yeah, that's okay. Cool. I can feel like you, this feels so much gentler, doesn't it, Leroy?
Yes, it does.
And so I just wanted to get you to share your contact information with people again, Leroy, you know, and tell everybody about your book.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Again, contact information. Leroy at EWBP.com. That's also the website. I published my first book last year. It's called Knowing and Living Your Purpose. And it's both an autobiography and a teaching book. And it teaches how to get to neutral and how to get your energy strong every day. I also want to mention, by the way, that I've been asked to teach in Los Angeles in Burbank. Tomorrow night, Pacific time from 6 to 8 Pacific time, we have a free demonstration. So if you go to our website, you'll find the information about that. Again, it's EWBP.com.
Awesome. And I guess we have Julie back here again. So we're just going to check in with Julie one more time here. How are you doing, Julie?
Hi. I think I feel clearer. Well, thank you so much.
Good. Okay. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen you to just let it all go and go gently. Leroy, any last words for Julie?
Yeah, Julie, when I ask you to remember what you felt with your dog, it was love, best buddy, fun, support. I suggest you just keep giving thanks that that is you and that's what the true self you is about. And it keep expanding those feelings in your heart.
Yeah.
Thank you. I actually feel a rush of energy now as you say that.
There you go. Yeah. Good. Thank you for calling in, Julie.
Okay. My pleasure. Take care.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah. And Leroy, you know, speaking of books, like I finished writing my book.
Yay.
And it's in the editing process now. So it's been a really busy time for me, but a really exciting time too, because Mark Kittenbach and I have, you know, our new dates up for energetic upgrade seminars, and we're going to be having one in Vancouver here in Canada for anyone that's listening in from Canada. And it's on June 12th, 13th, 14th, and we have a get-to-know event on the 10th. And so I'm really, really looking forward to that. And, you know, it was such a pleasure to, as always, Leroy, to connect with you and to have your wealth of information. You know, Leroy, I have so much admiration for you because you, you know, like, how old are you? Tell everybody.
Well, I'll be 33. I'll be 83 in about 5 weeks. It's funny because I've, you know, with all this snow, I've been out running my snowblower, and people don't believe I'm doing it.
I love it, Leroy. This is awesome. That and that's, you know, and this is something that people need to recognize is that. You know, life is never over. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people feel that, you know, it could get a little gloomy some days and that, but life is really a gift. And that's what I love about you, Leroy, is that you live life to the fullest.
Thank you. And let's do one more thing for everybody on the call. Let's clear everything anyone on the call has ever bought into about aging and degeneration. And what we want to do is clear that away, deprogram all that, and reprogram for everybody to get stronger and more fit as each year goes by.
There we go. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, and that is the truth, Leroy.
And that's the truth.
And thank you so much. And this is Colette Marie Stephan, and I look forward to connecting with everybody on next week's show. Bye for now. Have a great day.
And thank you for having me.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.